got the M Square, three element, 40 meters amp hour, 40 Knight, 3 Lima. It's the model of the amp hour. And I've asked, this thing is not even 5 years old, it's in quite mixed condition. There's over $4,000 invested in this antenna. And I'm asking you, $2,000, local pickup in Bryan. Don't have a long enough trailer if I want to keep it all together, but it's all broken down, ready to go. And I also have high power transistors, MRF422. These are, the dissipation is 300 watts each on these things. So they're really nice, they're mass pairs, and I'm asking $150 per set. And that's about it for now, Ricky. I hope I didn't go too fast for you. I'm good on QRZ with T1 Juliet Charlie Ricky. And my contact number is 972-345-4368, and I am located in Bryan. That's all for right now. Thanks, 73, back to net.
Ah, John, give me the full model number again on that four-port receiver switch.
Okay, the model number is a Sierra Victor Papa Dash Sierra Victor Dash C Delta X-ray Sierra Sierra.
And SVP-SV-DXSS.
Roger. Sorry about the long thing. I figured it was important because they got different models. And these things are a real nice quality receiving antenna device. I just don't use it enough.
Yeah, Roger. That's why I asked for the part number to make sure. All right, folks. John up in Bryan, Texas. W1JCW. He's got a good bit of stuff here for sale. He's got a Kenwood TS-990 for $5,500 plus shipping. TS-990 for $5,500 plus shipping. He has a TS-890S for $3,750 plus shipping, TS-890S for $3,750 plus shipping. He also has a four-port receiver antenna switch box. It's a four-port. It's got a 160 and 80 preamp in it. You can find them at DX Engineering. The model number is a Sierra Victor Papa dash Sierra Victor dash Delta X-ray Sierra Sierra. That's an SVP-SV-PSSF. Says it works flawlessly. He's wanting $300 for it, $300 for the full port switch. He has also has an M-square, three element 40 meter beam. It is a 40M3L, 40M3L, three element 40 meter beam. He's asking $2,000 picked up in the Bryan area. He also has max pairs of MRF-422 transistors. Max pair 422 MRF transistors. I believe he has multiple pairs of these. He's asking $150 a set on the 422 max pairs. If you're interested in it, he's good in QRZ, or you can give him a phone call. Matter of fact, I've talked to him earlier this week, so I know his phone works. All right, his phone number is 972-345-4368. 972-345-4368. Anybody need a sale on John's listing? Hi, John. Appreciate your listening. Thank you, sir. All right, anybody else? Bye. So take it away. Come in.
And WV5LXZ.
My name is Risky Bravo 5 Lima X-ray Zebra.
Yeah, hi, Ricky. This is Bucky in Bedford, Texas, WV5LXZ. You know, I had decided at 82 years of age, it's time to unload my collectible motor anchor receivers. I have several that I want to dispose of, and I'm not going to go into pricing. But if anybody's interested, give me a call. We'll talk about it. I can also bring these to Belton if need be. But if I have to move them, it's only going to be one time. I prefer pickup. No shipping whatsoever, because they'll be destroyed in shipping. Let me see. I've got a Hallicrafter SX-62A general coverage receiver. And I have a technical material now, GPR-90. These are very rare. General coverage receiver with matching speaker. I've got a Collins 51S1. Mid condition with matching speaker, and I may have a Halicraftor SX100 Mark II. Now, all of these are primo, mint condition, restored, working receivers, and they're all in great condition. I'm not going to price them. The prices are not going to be outlandish. They're going to be very reasonable, but I want to unload the boat on. So this time, I can't lift this, a lot of this stuff anymore. So, anyway, home phone number is 817-475-7051. 817-475-7051. I'm in Bessie, smack in the middle of DFW. And prefer pickup, but I can bring the Belkin. Anyway, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Everybody have a great night. Stay cool today. WB5, Alex Ted.
All right, Buzz, we got, sir. All right, and good morning. Good signal from downtown Bedford, Texas. All right, first bus WB5LXZ. WB5LXZ. He's got a handful of
FTO-style receivers.
They are all in working condition. They all do work and function as promised. I'm trying to keep my foot on the foot pedal here. He says they are for pickup, or he can deliver them to Belkin. One of them is a Helicraftor SX62A. Another one is a GPR-9. A GPR-9 with a speaker. Next one is a Collins 51F1 with a speaker. And also a Collins SX100M2. He said they all work, all function as they should. He says they're all in excellent condition. He does not want to ship them. These will be picked up or delivered to Belkin for you to pick up. He says he wants to haul them one time and that's it. So, all righty. If anybody is interested in any of these great receivers, you can bust and call at 817-475-7051. And it's 817-475-7051. Anybody need a steal on the listing? Anybody else? Phil, take it away. Come here.
Kilo Mike 5, Alpha Golf.
Kilo Mike 5, Alpha Golf. Good morning, Alex. How are
you? Yeah, good morning, Ricky. We've got some stuff from Good Party Traffic from an estate sale. So I guess his call was Whiskey 5, Zulu, Quebec, Romeo. Whiskey 5, Zulu, Quebec, Romeo. And his son has some items he's trying to get rid of. The first item is a Triac Tower. It's a 50-foot telescopic tower from Triac. Second item, he's got a Heathkit SB320 and two square cubes. Heathkit SB220, two square cubes. He's got a Heathkit electronic gear. Heathkit electronic gear. Kenwood TS430 with power supply. Kenwood TS430 with power supply. He has an ICOM 3200 Alpha with a dual band transceiver. ICOM 3200 Alpha dual band transceiver. He has two of the CDE high-gate controls. That's the Charlie Delta Echo high-gain rotor control. He has a couple of these. He has a Drake W4. And he has a Saw microphone also to mark the Kenwood 430 from microphone. And he also has a Mosley, it looks like a TA-33. It looks like a Mosley TA-33. He's willing to sell as a package, or he might consider splitting that stuff up. The telephone numbers for the kids, well, we call them kids, 281-615-5801. 281-615-5801. So thanks for your phone number, 713-478-1918. 713-478-1918. And all that stuff is located in the Pearland area. That stuff is Houston, maybe about 15, 20 minutes from the accident. I saw most of the stuff. The radio power's on. Well, the amplifier power's on. Not sure of the working condition. So you need to deal with the guys directly. I'm not really involved with the sale. That's about it, Ricky. Kilo Mike 5, Alpha Golf.
All right. What is the what's the SK Sun's name? Did you get that?
Children?
The SK Sun's name, the gentleman that's selling all this. What's his name?
I think one is Brian. One might be Brian. It's a check again. I think one is Brian. Roger.
Roger, Roger. All right, folks. Kilo Mike 5 Alpha Golf. It's Alex over in Houston. He has a third-party listing for a silent key estate located in Pearland, Texas. Selling it for the gentleman's son. The son's name is Brian. He's selling all this as one complete sellout estate. All right, so the first thing is a Tri-X Tower, 54, Tri-X 54. He's got an SB220 with two spare tubes. SB220 with two spare tubes. He has also has a Heathkit electronic tier. He has a Kenwood TS430 with the power supply. He has an ICOM 3200A dual band radio. ICOM 3200A dual band. He has two CDE high gain controllers. Two CDE high gain controllers. He also has a Drake W4 watt meter. A Shure Def mic to go with the TS430. Has a set of Mosley TA33, Mosley TA33 tri-banders. He's selling all this stuff as a package. Alex, what does he want for the whole package?
I'm not sure. We sell it from the price, so we're really not sure. You ever?
Roger, Roger. So if anybody's interested in buying all this as a package, you can give, the young man's name is Brian. Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, his name is Brian. You can give him a call at 281-615-5801. 281-615-5801. Or we have a second phone number, 713-478-1918. That is 713-478-1918. Anybody need a fill? All right, thank you, Alex. All right, anybody else? I feel paid away. Come here.
Victor Hotel Alpha.
Victor Hotel Alpha, Griffin.
All right, Dennis. Ricky, sorry, this is Dennis. Appreciate you working the net. Call is November 5. Victor Hotel Alpha, located in Ada, Oklahoma. I've got two for sale, Ricky. First up, I've got a real nice, it's beautiful. I have a call in a very close to a 9. It's a 10-1 TF-850 sugar. It does work. It has a brand new microphone, power cord, and manual, a copy of the manual that comes with it. It also has an extra sideband filter, and it's a YK88, FN1, I believe it is. This radio works, but it needs tech. If somebody can do that, one of those service mounts, I can't do that, and I don't want to send it off and do it. It's getting kind of expensive to get radios worked on. But if somebody wants this thing, I'll take $300 for this thing if somebody wants this. I think that sideband filter is worth $100 now. But if somebody wants this radio, I'll try to meet them or we can work something out. I really don't want to keep it. But if you're interested in this thing, you can text me here and then I'll give you a number, Ricky. Next up, Ricky, I have a Keith Scan. It's 48-degree vertical. I've got it out there in my container right now. It's a far, but I do have the ground radios and the manual. Everything goes with that. I'll take $100 for that, and it'll be a pickup on that. And you'll have to pick up here in Ada, Oklahoma, or if you want to pay some fuel, I'll meet you somewhere. But anyway, Ricky, 580-310-4577. at 580-310-4577. And as usual, Rich, it's time that you get all those calls from on the fifth of Medicare and all that. Text me first, and then I'll return your call. Thank you much. If you need your field in 580.
It is this, right?
That is good, isn't it?
Okay, I thought so. Alrighty, first Dennis up in Eagle, Oklahoma at N5V8A, N5V8A. Dennis up in Eagle, Oklahoma, he's got a Kenwood PS850F. It is in good condition, but it needs caps. It needs a cap replacement, which, you know, with their age, they all do that. It's not just a one-off, they all do that. It does have the last 88 filter in it. He's asking $300 for the PS850F that needs the caps in it. He also has a Chris Craft 4080 vertical, said it's about 10 years old. He said it does have some age on it, but it does work. It does function as it should. He's asking $100 for the 4080 vertical. He said that these are pickup-only items, or he would meet a little ways, maybe pitch in a little gas money or whatever. He'd be willing to meet you. So if you're interested in this stuff, give him a text first. Let him know who you are, let him know what you're interested in. You can text him at 580-310-4577. 580-310-4577. Anybody need a fill
on this? Contact, Rich.
Contact, so go.
Hey, I forgot one more thing, Ricky, on that radio, if you could back up. That does have the internal tuner on that radio, and it works like a champ. I was really impressed with the tuner on it, but that radio does have a tuner built in, so I forgot to put that in there, Ricky. Thank you, sir. N5VHA.
Hey, no problem, sir. So it's PS855. With the internal tuner, guys. So, if you... This cap changed any CW good radio. Anybody need to see it? All righty. Anybody else? Buy a field, trade your way. Come here. N0SAP. Go ahead, sir. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, and everybody on the net at the old stuff here in Nixon, Missouri. I need a little help here. I'm looking for somebody who can work on a Ameriphon ALS 500 amplifier. That's that 500 watt, well, I say mobile amplifier. It can be mobile or at the main station too, but it needs some help for a friend of mine that lives in Colorado. So, if anybody can know who works on stuff like that, my telephone number is 417-425-6480. Again, 417-425-6480. Oh, I'm good on QRZ for email. Back to you, Ricky, N0SAP.
Roger, sir. Alrighty, folks. N0SAP at SAP up in Nixon, Missouri. He's looking for somebody that can work on an ALS 500. He's got some issues for a friend of his in Colorado. He's looking for somebody to work on it. So if you know somebody that can work on it, give old SAP a call at 417-425-6480, or drop him an email at QRZ. Anybody need to see it?
You're doing a good job, Ricky. That service must be working really well.
That's right. Thank you for that. I'm going to give you a call after this. All right. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come here.
Bravo, India.
AF5, Bravo, India. Go ahead, James.
Good morning, Ricky and Annette. All right, this is James in Uvalde, AF5BI. I've got a couple of things to list. First thing's going to be a ST-990. You're listening to it right now. Works as it should. will sell it for $550. It comes with the mic, power cord, and I don't know if I have the manual or not. Second item, I have a JZ DX3000. Comes with the mic, power cord, and manual. Works as it should. I will pay $700 for that. Next item, I have a ICOM 746 Pro. Comes with the mic and the power cord. I will take $550 for that. Next thing I have is Americon 811-8. It has a new set of tubes in it. Only thing that don't work is one of the lights went out in one of the meters. But other than that, it works as it should. I will take $700 for that. If anybody's interested in any of that junk, they can give me a call at 830-261-2992. 830-261-2992. And it's pretty much going to be all picked up because you can't really trust these people to send anything. I guess that's it. Back to you, Ricky. AF5BI.
All right, James, and good morning, sir. All right, folks, James, AF5BI over in Uvalde, Texas. Got a few things to sell here. He's got a ACS-299. He's talking on it right now. Comes with the mic and the power cord. He's asking $550 for the ACS-299. He also has the AC-DX-3000. AC-DX-3000 comes with the mic and the power cord. He's asking $700 for the AC-DX-3000. He also has an ICOM 746 Pro. ICOM 746 Pro. Comes with the mic and the power cord. He's asking $550 on the 746 Pro. He also has an Americon AL-811-8. It's got new tubes in it. The 811-8 with new tubes. One of the meter lights don't work. The meter does work, but just the meter lights. One of the meter lights don't work. He's asking $700 on the 811-8 with new tubes. This is all picked up in Uvalde. So if you're interested in it, give James a call at 830-261-2992. That is 830-261-2992. Anybody need a fill in, James, with them? All right, folks, anybody else? Buy a cell, trade them away, come down. Anybody? Buy a cell, trade them away, come down. All right, well, since we're in a lull here, I got a few listings here that I need to make. Let's see here. I have some third-party listings that I need to get out here. This is Ricky, Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-Ray, located in South Beaumont, Texas. And my first third-party listing is for WB5LYB. WB5LYB, that's Jimmy over in Hornbeck, Louisiana. He has an AL-80. I have seen this amplifier. It's in good condition. It comes with one extra tube. He's asking $600. For the amplifier and the tube. He also has an STDX-3000. It is in mint condition. Comes with the mic, the manual, the power cord. Great condition. He's asking $800 for the STDX-3000. If you're interested in it, you can give Jimmy a call at 318-452-0247. That's 318-452-0247. My next third-party listing is for Jeremy K1LFK. K1LFK. Jimmy is located in Beaumont, Texas. He has a package deal here. This is a 10-tech complete station. He has a Omni 6 Plus with the 10-tech micro base mic. He also has a 425 Titan. The 425 Titan amplifier to go with it. It is legal limit plus. Very good package. Very clean. Everything does function as it should. He's asking $1,500 for the pair. $1,500 for the pair for the amp and the radio together. His phone number is 409-540-5207. 609-540-5207. If you're interested in it, you call him. You don't answer, drop him a text message. Anybody need a fill on the third quarter listing? All righty, I have some listings for myself here. Like I said, this is Kilo Echo 5 Papa Yankee X-ray, if you just know it's a Beaumont, Texas. I do have a couple of amps for sale. The first one is actually the amp that I'm talking on now. Been using it during the net for a couple of weeks now. It is a Marathon ALS 1300. I'm doing about a kilowatt out of it now with 40 watts of drive. Rusty K5IZ has went through it, repaired it, gave it a good clean bill of health. It did have two new transistors put in it. I'm asking $1,600 on the ALS 1300. I also have an Alpha 89A. Alpha 89A pairs 3CX800 with legal limit plus. It is good inside and out. Very clean, functions as it should. I'm asking $2,000 on the 89A Alpha. I also have a Alpha 8410. Has the 4CX1000 tubes in it. It does make the legal limit plus with no issues at all. With very little drive. It is in excellent condition inside and out. Rusty K5IZ went through it also. Had to change one of the tube sockets. Had a malfunctioning tube socket. It did change that. It does work as it should. No problems with it. I'm asking $3,000 on the 8410. So if anybody's interested in this, I'm looking for an external mounted antenna switch. Mine actually went out this morning, so I'm talking direct now. I'm looking for the dual input, the Gridius Engineering 8-port out, or something of that nature. So I really don't like the Ameritron 8-port switches, so. If you have one there at the ATM or something like that, give me a shout. My phone number is 409-239-8063. That's 409-239-8063. Anybody need to? All righty, anybody else? Buy or sell, trade away, come out. Anybody, buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. All righty, does anybody have any questions or comments for the net? I do have one question for the net for people that are here. And just want to see what people think of this. I have an idea, and I would like to kind of get y'all's input on this. What I'm thinking about doing is once a month, probably the first week or the last week of the month, what I'm thinking about doing is anybody that makes a listing, I'm going to put their number in a random number generator. They'll have a number by the number that they check in. If you check in first, it'll be number one. Check in twice. You check in a second time, it'll be number two, so forth, so on. Putting them in a random number generator, and at the end of the net, activating the net random number generator, and when it gives me the number, I will associate that with the call sign, and I will be sending out a door prize, telling what it may be. It may be a power distribution, or maybe something along the lines. Don't really know what it is. I don't know, and it will change month to month. Won't be the same thing every time. Guys, what do y'all think about that?
Sounds like a winner to me.
Sounds like it could get expensive too. Not really. Well, like I said, you know, it'll be something, you know, less than, you know, $20. You know, it'll be something small, you know, just for, you know, just kind of showing my appreciation, you know, for everybody, you know, people making listings.
Well, it's a great idea. It's just, I think it would be kind of
after a while, after coming out of your pocket every month?
Well, and, you know, that's why I'm choosing to do it once a month, not every week. Well, like I said, you know, it'll be something small. But, hey, I will take that into consideration, and I did think about that, too. So, like I said, that's why I'm asking for input. You know, I want to see what people think about it.
I think it's a fantastic idea. 35 FJF.
Okay, anybody else?
I think it's a good idea, AFIBI. Maybe it'll get more people more interested in making listings.
I think maybe so. You know, maybe not, but, you know, I take it as, you know, personally myself, you know, people coming to the net, you know, taking their Sunday morning out to make their listings, and, you know, it's kind of more of an appreciation from me, you know, that people are spending their time, you know, to make listings and so forth and so on. So, all right, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away, come now.
Just a quick info,
WD6RIG.
On that listing you have for the AL80, is that an
80A
or just a standard AL80?
No, sir, that is a standard AL80. That is the standard AL80. And like I said, I actually seen it last weekend, and the amplifier is a really clean amplifier, Rick.
Hey, Ricky.
Yes, go ahead.
K5MV, just real quick, I think Jimmy's got that gun. It's gone.
Oh, okay. Well, he didn't call me and tell me. So, okay. Well, I'll give him a call and ask him.
I may be incorrect, but I think he told me this morning he sold it to a fella yesterday.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, he didn't send me a text or anything, but I'll get a hold of Jimmy after the event, and if he did, I'll mark it off. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So I'm sorry, buddy. I'm K5MV.
Hey, no problem.
So the AL80 may be gone.
Yeah, the AL80 may be gone. Don't know for sure yet. All right, anybody else? I feel safe to wait for now. All righty, last call. Anybody? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now, last call. All righty, before we shut this down, any questions or comments for the man? All righty, well, nothing being heard. I want to thank everybody for checking in. I want to thank everybody that's out there listening. You know, without y'all, you know, this isn't possible. I want to thank everybody for checking in once again. Band was actually pretty good this morning. We got a good number of listeners, and we'll make sure that we get them out this evening. On 3922 at 7:30 p.m. will be the Continental Traders Net tonight at 7:30 p.m. on 3922. Once again, everybody, thank you for making your listening. Also, thanks for the listening. This is Kilo Echo 5, up against the X-ray. I'm going to bring this to a close at 10:39 a.m. Central Standard Time and return this frequency back to normal and it's to you. God bless and 7-3, everyone. Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-ray.
Good luck.
Yeah, it was really good luck. I think I'm just about finally getting this radio lined out. I'm still got to work through a few kinks, but I'm getting up there.
Boy, that 1300 sounds good. Very good. And I'm in the market for an amplifier, so very good. WD6RIG in your backdrop.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm actually using this with a YCFP-101B, and the microphone is a 781G, is it?
Very good. Sounds excellent. Good audio, too.
Yeah, it's taken me a little bit. I've only had this radio about a week, and I said it pretty close to where my DX-10 is. Well, I was using the same microphone on my DX-10, so EQ's fairly close. Like I said, I've been running the amplifier. Now, this is actually my second time I've used it for the net, but I've been using it throughout the week on 1840. So, it's been a good little amp. Like I said, I'm driving a class 2 here. What, 40 watts, making right out of kilowatt.
Can it be the new transistors? What happened?
What Rusty told me is evidently it looked like it had a high SWR. Maybe the antenna that was hooked to it had high SWR, and the guy that kept transmitting on it didn't know it. And burned up two of the transistors and messed up the output board
like the filtering board. But like I said, all that's been replaced. I actually have some pictures of the work that was done to it. Rusty took some pictures and sent them to me as he was working on it.
And what's great is they're going to be back in business here. It's kind of a different thing, but all the maritime amplifiers are going to be have parts available also. So very cool. Very good. Very good net. Well, I appreciate tuning in. Earlier, commercial broadcasters here on 7245 on, I think, out of New Zealand at 150 kilowatts.
Yeah, I was listening to it earlier. Yeah, that's right. It was actually, it was all the way itself. That, the frequencies actually can, for over there, is their 41 meter commercial transmit band.
Yep, you betcha. And fortunately, they clear out prior to the net here. So,
oh, yeah, no doubt. Like I said, I was listening to it earlier, but... All right, everybody take care. Everybody have a good one, and stay safe. Stay on the cool side of the door, so... TOS-05, proper, you can't trust.
WB6RAG is clear.
Thank you.